This is radio station KAYT. Gina Alexandria. 88.1. Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Welcome to Three of Us Ministries with Messenger Metric McGillender on KAYT, KQJO-FM.
Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. For Jesus Christ is Lord, and know that the Lord, he is God. The stone which the builders rejected, the same is become the head of the corner. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. And oh yeah, look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. Good morning to you, my brothers and sisters in Christ. And good morning to you Jews and Gentiles. I speak upon you, O righteous, and a blessed new year. Oh, by the grace of God, we have arrived into this new year. I know that the Lord is waiting to do marvelous things for his people, with his people, through his people. Oh, good God Almighty. And let me go on about the Father's business. The Bible tells us in Genesis, the 25th chapter, the 22nd verse, and the children struggled together within her. We're talking here about Rebekah, which is Isaac's wife, that the elder servant of the house went out and by the will of God brought her to Isaac, but then she was barren. And Isaac prayed, and God answered his prayer, and his wife became pregnant. And she is speaking to God. And the children struggled together within her, and she said, if it be so, why am I this? And she went to inquire of the Lord. And the Lord said unto her, two nations are in thy womb, and two manner of people shall be separated from thy bowels. And the one people shall be stronger than the other people, and the elder shall serve the younger. In essence, the Lord revealed to Rebekah that there were two nations inside of her womb, and those two nations inside of her womb were struggling, fighting against one another, fighting against each other. This particular teaching wouldn't be quite so sad, for it happened 2,000 years ago. But what the Lord touched my soul with this morning is that same struggle that occurred 2,000 years ago, still struggling that same fight today. Oh, Lord God Almighty. You see, God, it may be hard for man to accept, but God is way wiser than we are. He knows way more than we know. And from resting on Calvary, Jesus was able to look and see January the 20th, 2020. And he saw what the problem was with man. The only thing is that man refused to hear his voice. The Bible tells us in Galatians chapter 3, and it picks up on the 23rd verse, and it says, but before faith came, we were kept under the law, shut up unto the faith which should afterwards be revealed. Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. But after that faith is come, we no longer under a schoolmaster, for ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither bond nor free, there is neither male nor female, for ye are all one in Christ Jesus. It is quite clear that God had the formula for racism. He had the answer to envy. He had the answer to prejudice. He had the answer to one thinking one is better than the other. Jesus had the answer when God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son to us. Whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. This is why Jesus, in his infinite wisdom, calls each and every man to follow him. Follow him where? The Bible clearly tells us that when Jesus, John the Baptist, was baptizing in the Jordan, then Jesus showed up and he inquired unto John the Baptist to baptize him. But John the Baptist thought, oh no, you need to baptize me. But he said, let it be unto us for righteousness. And it was done. The Bible tells us that then after he went into the wilderness, led by the Holy Spirit, and after he had fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, he hungered and the devil came at him. What is your point, messenger? My point is that after Jesus was tempted by the enemy and spoke the truth, the word of God to him, the Bible said he came out with power. But it also tells us that our forefathers was in the wilderness, not 40 days, but 40 years, and the wilderness overcame them because the word of God, we must follow God's plan. Jesus said unto them all, if any man come after me, he must first deny himself, pick up his cross daily, and follow me. For whosoever will seek to save his life shall lose it. But whosoever shall lose his life for my name's sake, the same shall save it. This is the formula, brothers and sisters. We must go and die with Christ. We must go and follow him to the cross, that we may die with him and be baptized in him. For in the Bible, John the Baptist said, I baptize you with water, but there's one that coming after me that baptizes you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. But yet the Bible tells us that Jesus' disciples baptized more than John the Baptist's disciples, but yet Jesus Christ, when he walked the earth, he baptized not a man. So where is this place that he baptizes with the Holy Ghost and with fire? Oh, my sisters and brothers, this is why Jesus called us to follow him to the cross. Calls us all to come and die with him that we may forget ourselves And we won't think that we're better because we're this or better because we're that. And we will realize that we must become our brother's keeper. You see, we must set the bar real high this year, my brothers and sisters. Time, as we know it, is running out. The Lord showed me some years ago that God works in mysterious ways. He used our former president, Mr. George Bush. He put Mr. Bush in office to show the black people that their hearts wasn't right. Many people hated Mr. Bush. They didn't even know him, but they hated him. And when that incident occurred with Katrina, the hatred grew stronger. People hated Mr. Bush. Many didn't even know them. But he showed the black people that their hearts wasn't right. Well, then he turned right around, God did, working in his mysterious ways. And he put Mr. President Barack Obama in office to show the white people your hearts are not right. You need to get right with me. You're not ready. And then he turned around and put Mr. Donald J. Trump in office to let us know this is the last Trump. Jesus is on the way. We better get our houses in order. We better get in where we fit in. Oh, praise be to his holy name. You see, Jesus is no respecter person. What he do for one, he'll do for another. Jesus Christ will send a Jew to hell just like he will send a Gentile to hell. This is why he called us to follow him, that we may die of ourself, die of our wants, die of our desires, that he may live through us and work the works that was ordained for him to do from the foundation of the world. The Holy Spirit said through Brother Paul, and through Brother Paul, he's speaking to every preacher, every minister, every teacher, pastor, prophet. For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel. Not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. But unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. For it is written that I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Had not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. For the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness, but unto them which are called both Jews and Greek, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Oh, hallelujah. What a mighty God that we serve. The Lord is so good. And all the time, truly, he is good. The Bible tells us that the just shall live by faith. It also lets us know in 2 John 1:9, and I ask you all to write this down and pass this on until you pass.